Welcome back. As I mentioned, the South Shore Children's Chorus is entering its 10th season this year. So we thought it's about time that we had the founder and the director, Kirsten Oberoi, here in the studio to tell us how it all got started, where it's going from here. So Kirsten, welcome.
Thank you so much, Joe. I'm happy to be here and happy to chat about SSCC.
I can't believe we have never had you in before. 10 years now. You're a Quincy native.
Yes, I grew up right in Wollaston. Yeah. I worked at the Clam Box for 11 years. I'm a 2009 NQHS grad. Okay. And so when I decided I wanted to start my own music organization, I thought no better place than the place I grew up.
Yeah. So were you involved musically in high school?
Yes. I was in the choirs. I was involved with musical theater with Peggy Spencer. And so I did a lot of, I was in the band at North Quincy High and at Central Middle, the old Central,
yes.
Not the new Central.
Yes, yes.
but I was always involved in music. My parents were musicians, and I always wanted to get involved deeper on a community level.
Oh, okay.
But those opportunities really only existed in Boston, mm-hmm. in the city of Boston. And who's driving their kid for a 5:45 p.m. rehearsal in
right.
the city of Boston?
Yep.
Very few people. So, yeah, I thought, I think it's about time for a South Shore Children's Chorus.
Wow.
And
okay.
We're headquartered out of Quincy Point Congregational Church on Washington Street.
So did you continue your education after high school in the musical field?
I did.
You did.
I have a music major from Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, California.
Oh, okay.
Much warmer.
Yes.
the much warmer option, but then came back here about 2 years after college.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you founded the chorus?
That's when I founded the chorus.
Yeah.
I got another job in the city with one of the children's choruses there, and I just kind of thought, you know, I really have a strong philosophy. I have a strong idea of what I want to do, and I would prefer to do it in my own community, the
okay.
community I know and love. And so I had that position for a little while, and then actually went back and worked at the Clam Box while I got this off the ground, and then got a teaching job. I taught in Foxborough for 5 years at the
okay.
middle school level. I taught their choruses and a few general music classes, and then post-pandemic decided to take the leap to do my organization full-time. And now it's been my full-time gig for 3 years.
Wow. So what is the South Shore Children's Chorus, Kirsten?
What is the South Shore Children's Chorus?
These really, targeted questions here. But for folks who don't know.
For folks who don't know,
yeah.
The South Shore Children's Chorus is a kindergarten through 12th grade ensemble classes. We have four locations all throughout the South Shore. So
really?
We have classes in Quincy at two locations, Quincy Point Congregational Church and the Woodward School.
Okay.
Sharon, Hanover, and Bridgewater.
Oh,
and we
okay.
have a partnership with Bridgewater State University
mm-hmm.
and their music program, where their pre-service teachers actually get to work with our students and in our classrooms to gain experience and whatnot. And so these classes teach children singing, and more than that, they teach children community engagement skills.
Mm.
They teach them social skills. We teach them expression skills and how to be who they are.
Mm.
And that's just such an important thing when you have the ability to accept your own voice. You have the ability to start to gain confidence in yourself.
Interesting.
And
okay.
even just the sound of your own voice is so important for you to love when you're learning on a journey to love yourself. So we have classes for kindergarten through 12th grade. We serve 225 singers
wow.
from 36 different communities on the South Shore.
Okay.
So it's quite a lot of students that
yeah.
we have now, and it's just a beautiful coming together of music and community here on the South Shore.
Yeah. So do you have any business background, Kirsten, or strictly music? No, because you've got a business running here, essentially.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the music is what I've always known.
Yeah.
The business is what I've been learning.
Okay.
Right. And boy, has that been a learning experience over the past 10 years.
Right.
Things I never thought I would do, like build a website.
Right.
Or learn how to read IRS forms for a nonprofit organization
right. yeah.
and different things like that. And I've had to learn so many skills and so many different small things, social media marketing,
mm-hmm.
and taking interviews and talking
right.
to people and public speaking and all of that. And it's really been kind of the fun part of it, because I've always been the music kid.
Yeah.
At North, I was the music kid.
Is that right?
I was
Is that
the
what
kid.
They called you?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But in doing that, kind of the way I've found myself in the past 10 years is I'm also the nonprofit leader.
Right.
And that's been so joyous, to try and figure out the puzzle of how to get this thing off the ground and how to get people to know about the South Shore Children's Chorus and to sign their students up for the South Shore Children's Chorus and whatnot.
Tell me a little bit about the government structure then, if you can, about
sure. The chorus. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are registered and whatnot. And so we are governed by a volunteer board of directors.
Okay.
This board of directors is a mix of people from the local community, parents, grandparents, people who sang with my adult choir, who grew up in the area, and people who really love the arts on the South Shore. And they understand why this organization is imperative to the growth of the South, of the arts on the South Shore, and why it's actually necessary. Mm-hmm. We need it here. And so we come together once a month on Zoom, and these amazing board members help with the financial governance of the organization. They help with human resources. Mm-hmm. They help with governance, all of that. And they help really help me lead the organization and get it well known in the community.
Yeah.
And their recent project actually has been putting on our first ever fundraising event, which is our Evening of Impact.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Woodward School on March 14th.
Yep.
And we're gonna have food and music and live performances from the kids and drinks and just a wonderful evening to celebrate kicking off our 10 years and also to celebrate the fact that this organization is not just here in the South Shore, it's not just a children's chorus, but also that this specific children's chorus is gaining national recognition.
Really?
About our method, our philosophy, our people-first approach, how we work with students, and has been nominated for multiple national awards and whatnot, and it's right here in Quincy. And so we're gonna celebrate that the South Shore Children's Chorus way, which is just with fun, with music, with smiles, with laughter, with community.
Who can become a member of the South Shore Children's Chorus, and how does that happen?
Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So two pillars of our organization that are imperative to what we do. It's really a strong part of our mission. Number one, all of our programs are audition free.
Okay.
So
just show up.
Just show up.
Okay.
Sign up, show up.
Okay.
Your job as a kindergarten through 12th grade singer is to want to learn to sing.
Okay.
Our job is to teach you that skill.
Wow.
I think society has taught us in a way through televised talent shows and whatnot that singing is a talent that is only reserved for the few that magically can do it. And at South Shore Children's Chorus, we don't believe that.
Really?
We believe that if you have been told that you can't sing, that that's a lie.
Wow.
That you can sing with the right work and effort and a good teacher who understands that singing is a skill, just like anything else.
Interesting.
Just like you go to a math class and you learn how to add, just like you can learn to kick a soccer ball, you can also learn to sing the right notes and to sing them beautifully with a teacher who believes in you and a teacher who believes it's a skill.
Oh. So is that where you were talking about getting the national recognition, that method?
A little bit of that, yes.
Okay.
And also, you know, how we do what we do is really important. We sort of break barriers in the way of relevancy. And the children's chorus, when you think about the history of choirs and children's choirs in America, you're thinking hands by your side in very tight uniforms performing with
or church,
you
right?
know, or church.
Yeah.
And we're sort of bringing chorus to the people.
Okay.
And the first and most important thing in any of our performances is seeing our children shine and seeing their joyful faces and seeing them express themselves and express the music. You won't come to a South Shore Children's Chorus and see still children with no facial expression.
Really?
That's not what we're about, because we believe that there's more power than that. There's a power of connection. There's a power of community. So
that's more of a holistic approach.
It's an extremely holistic approach, yes. And that's imperative to what we do. And actually, we would go so far as to say, I would go so far as mm-hmm. to say, and so would my staff, that music without that approach, mm-hmm. what is it for? Hmm. What okay. is it for?
So you're seeing music as more than just a performance, more than just entertainment.
It's a vessel to change lives.
Wow.
It's a vessel to change lives.
Do you
lives.
Have examples of that, Kirsten?
Oh.
Really?
Beyond examples.
Yeah. It's obviously it's done it for you.
Yeah, it's done it for me. It's done it for my staff. Yeah. We have one of our favorite stories is actually about a dear friend of ours who's been in the organization for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And he was a really, really tiny kid back in the early days. We actually served pre-K students.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so he joined us as a pre-K student. Yeah. And he sang in our classes. He sang in our classes for basically a year and a half. And he came to class and he came to class and he came to class and he never opened his mouth. Not one time.
Really?
He didn't sing a note for okay. a year and a half.
All right.
And then, but his mom kept saying, he goes home and he sings the songs.
Oh, interesting.
He goes home and he sings the songs. And so, you know, at that point you have two choices. Which is more important? The fact that he's there and he keeps coming mm-hmm. and we can be patient about who he is and his timeline. Mm. Or we can say, well, we have a concert coming up.
Right.
So what? Who cares? It's a chorus concert.
Okay.
Who's more important, the chorus concert or the child?
Oh.
And so a year and a half later, boy, did he open his mouth and boy, did he sing loud. And it was right at the concert.
Is that right?
It is. Yeah. And it was just, it's beautiful. But, you know, you stick around long enough, you start to see these kids just totally change. Mm. Just totally change and become comfortable in their skin and ask questions and get curious. And all of those things come directly from being in a space where they are heard, where they are listened to, where they are in a collaborative environment with adults, which is not really what our education system is, right, in a way. And so because of all of that, you just start to see these students gain so much more than learning how to sing right notes and rhythms.
Yeah.
And while that's the vessel, it's important, it's
right,
what we do.
Right.
It's not the end all.
Who are your teachers, Kirsten? Who are the folks that are you know, teaching these kids these skills?
So all of our teachers are public school music educators.
Oh, they are.
That
okay.
come for a day after school or 2 days after school,
yeah.
and they teach in their after school classes.
I see.
Many of them are here on the South Shore. We have music educators from Braintree, music educators from Quincy, or they have ties to the South Shore
okay.
that bring them to this community or this philosophy. And they are just incredible human beings who we work together always to help each other. We get a tricky kid. We call them tricky kids. We get a tricky kid in the class. You know, you can always find. We have a running joke in South Shore Children's Chorus where at any point at 2:30, 3 o'clock p.m. when everyone's in their commute home,
yep.
you could call another South Shore Children's Chorus teacher. And they might already be on the phone with somebody else from South Shore Children's Chorus. Mm-hmm, and it mm-hmm. really became not just a way for music teachers to be able to teach freely with a philosophy they believe in, but also a professional development network to connect with teachers that are also very high quality, very caring people and who do it the same way and have the same values.
Interesting, yeah. You know, you said a little while ago that the South Shore needs a South Shore Children's Chorus like this. Why? Why do you think it's important?
I think it's important because as schools are devaluing music programs, I think it's imperative that students have access to that outside of school. And also, it's not even devaluing music programs, but nowadays there's so much pressure on students for pre-college classes.
Yes. Yeah.
And sometimes that can limit their time, it can limit their experience. And even beyond that, when you're at school, you're only within those kids who go to your school. I work with the 7th through 12th graders.
Okay.
I have students in my school who go to the vocational technical schools
sure.
that may or may not have any music outlets.
Right.
They are connecting with students from outside of their community. Last night at my Sunday night rehearsal, I had students from 25 different towns.
Is that right?
One room in the basement of Quincy Point Congregational Church.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing them here and we're bringing them together. And it's tying the vastly different communities of the South Shore that are right next to each other together.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. I mean, Quincy's, you know, more urban. Bridgewater's more rural. So those kids have different backgrounds that they can share with each other, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not only are you audition free, but you don't let finances stand in the way either, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
We've never turned a child away for an inability to pay for our program, pay our tuition. And that's super important to me. I have experiences in my story, in me growing up, where my grandfather passed away unexpectedly when I was a teen, and he didn't have life insurance, so my mom had to do all of that and put it on her credit cards, and that doesn't show up in an IRS statement.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Numbers don't tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. Numbers are not a person. An IRS form does not explain who people are as a story. So because of that, and I'm really, really passionate about offering tuition assistance to anyone who applies, no questions asked. We don't ask for tax forms for proof. We trust that if people need help, that they will ask for it.
Yeah.
And if you ask for help here at South Shore Children's Chorus, you'll receive it.
Wow.
And what we've seen from that is just, again, beautiful stories of families having a tricky year and applying for tuition assistance so their student can stay through the program. And maybe the next year they're donating back a summer scholarship for another child.
Okay.
And so this is what you do when you create community and you trust that humans, you know, we're working together as what community is, giving and receiving in a cycle.
Now, do you have public performances, Kirsten?
We sure do.
For the public to see?
Yeah, okay. We do a winter concert in January and a spring concert in May.
Okay.
Those are held at the Maria Chapman Middle School in Weymouth.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
In January, we had 740 audience members attend our winter concert.
Wow.
And then, so for our spring concert on May 10th, we'll actually be doing two different shows, so stay tuned for information about that.
Okay, all right.
That'll get announced pretty shortly. And then we also have a summer program that we hold at Massasoit Community College in Brockton, and a brand new summer program for rising first through third graders, which I'm super excited about, called the South Shore Music and Arts Sampler. It'll be held at Elements Academy, which is the old Manatequit Kindergarten Center in Braintree. And that program is bringing together four top-notch arts organizations in the South Shore: South Shore Children's Chorus, Company Theater, Jesse Stiglitch Music School, and Sing, Explore, Create. And students will actually sample each organization throughout the week, so that way they can find which community arts organization fits for them.
I see, okay.
So it's gonna be a phenomenal program that's gonna be in August 11th through 15th, and all of this information is available on our website.
On the website, okay. But coming up very soon is your South Shore Children's Chorus first annual Evening of Impact.
Yes.
Friday, March 14th, 6 to 10 at the Woodward School. Not only will there be great music, food, auction, raffles.
Yes.
And fun for all.
Fun for all. Fun for all. And, you know, it's a great way, too, if you're looking for a way to give back to the arts community and something that is giving our next generation so much life, leadership, and confidence skills. This is the place to do it.
Kirsten, it's great to learn about the chorus and great to meet you. Would you please come back and let our audience know how it's going?
Anytime, Joe. You
All
let
right.
me know.
Will do. Thanks
Thanks
again.
So much.
You're very welcome.